Jack of News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 28, Pretoria 30, Tzaneen 31.
And a bit of VL on the N3 northbound, slow moving traffic on the link to the N12 east at the Kalulis interchange.
A Namibian national is expected to appear in court today after she was arrested at Overtambo International Airport for allegedly trafficking drugs. She was taken to a nearby hospital where they discovered on an x-ray that she had foreign objects in her stomach. The national police spokesperson Atlenda Mate says they are in the process of recovering the drugs.
So far, she has released more than 63 of these bullets suspected to be cocaine. She is under police guard and police are monitoring her. Police cannot rule out the possibility that she is working with a bigger and larger syndicate.
Border officials caught a man trying to jump the fence into Eswatini with more than 400,000 rand in cash. The Border Management Authority says they discovered the individual during a routine check. The authority's Deputy Commissioner Memi Mokgotse says the money was seized and the suspect has been charged.
The suspect attempted to bribe BMA officials and they acted swiftly with diligence, ensuring that the suspect and the cash were handed over to the Hawks for further investigation.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says South Africa's political culture has evolved and matured with the formation of the Government of National Unity. He addressed the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly in New York. Ramaphosa says the country is in a new era of great promise.
Today, democracy flourishes in South Africa. We have a progressive constitution, an entrenched human rights culture, and strong institutions. We have laws to advance equality and programs to protect society's most marginalized and vulnerable.
As tensions arise in the Middle East, flights in and out of Beirut in Lebanon has mostly been cancelled due to Israel's continued attacks on Hezbollah in the city. A group of South African humanitarian workers told Jackran FM News this morning that they have been struggling to leave Lebanon for days now.
We are trying to leave, but all flights are cancelled out of Beirut, so logistics to go out of Beirut right now is challenging. I think there's one airline that's flying, and right now that's jam-packed and fully booked for a week out. We were booked to leave a day or two ago, but that all got cancelled. So the South Africans that are here currently working, but are looking to leave as soon as they can.
And the Council for Geoscience says they are investigating an earthquake that took place last night. Spokesperson Mahlatsi Mononela.
The Council for Geoscience can confirm that an earthquake occurred last night at around 19:35. The preliminary results show that the earthquake registered a local magnitude of 2.5. The epicenter was located west of Soweto, south of Johannesburg.
I'm Emil Pienaar, hoofdnieus die hier. Polisie neem Namibiese vrou in hegtenis vir vermeende dwelmsmokkelary.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
This is not the end.